Dear listeners, this next feature will last 1 minute and 58 seconds. Now, we don't normally tip you off to the length of our stories, but we will, just this once, because we noticed the website Slate.com has been doing it a lot lately. You'll find a read time now attached to every story in the site's far right-hand column thing, whatever it's called.
We call it the table of contents or the right rail. You can call it whatever you like.
Thanks, John Swansburg. He's Slate's editorial director. And he says these read times started in October as part of a general redesign of the site. And they serve a practical purpose by clearly telling people
the number of minutes it will take the reader to read the piece on the other side of that click from the homepage.
For example, right by the headline for a story today called It's Thanksgiving Dinner, Stop Eating at Lunchtime, you'll see 4M to read. 4M is in 4 minutes. And if that's too long for you, you could try this story further down the right rail. A British teacher's archive of confiscated toys. That one's just 1 minute to read. Now, cynics might mock this. In fact, one did last week, Stephen Colbert.
This will give readers some advance notice about what they're getting themselves into. Thank you. Because clicking on a story is a huge commitment. First, you gotta aim the cursor, then it takes about 2 seconds to load, then I gotta scan the thing to see how long it is, and if I wanna back out, I gotta reload the page where I came from. Now, as many as 8 seconds have passed, and I'm that much closer to the cold embrace of death.
By the way, Slate estimates its readers can read roughly 275 words per minute. That, admits editorial director John Swansburg, is a challenge for him and for other slower readers.
When someone says, well, this will take you 5 minutes to read, I sit there and start sweating, thinking, oh my God, what if it takes me 8 minutes to read? It's going to reveal how slow a reader I am.
Proving once again that radio is a great equalizer, because no matter how good a listener you are, this story still took exactly 1 minute and 58 seconds. Thanks for listening. This is NPR News.